Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Zarko Masalgia. He's the CTO of American Manganese. Zarko, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
Zarko, what's new there in what's perhaps one of the busiest offices in Western Canada?
Well, actually, you know, we did announce that I was doing that UBS call, the Energy Transitions call series, and we had received the recording and we put that out on our social media and mailing list for everybody to listen to and follow along. So I do encourage everybody to listen to it. It was well received. The recording is there. You can also follow along on the updated company presentation as I go through it, and as well as answer the questions that came in during the event. And I just want to remind people as well, you know, these are kind of the more direct marketing efforts we're making, and getting involved in being up front and center and really going into the details of explaining our process and where the value proposition is. And then just kind of, you know, switching over, I know we also did a quick company update on our demonstration plant. That was just a quick update video, and, you know, that received more mixed reviews. But I just want to say, you know, we do stand by our company's belief of complete transparency. And in that effort, you know, I will admit in the video that we could have provided more explanation of what was going on. I think in the moment as the demonstration plant is working, you know, we can kind of work with a camera. You know, it's not ideal to be working with a full camera crew and getting into the operators' faces as everybody's working day and night shift and really trying to focus on the task at hand. So really this is just trying to sneak in videos as things are operating, as, you know, things are moving around, just to give the public a perception of really what is going on, right? Like when you see equipment like this, it's not polished, it's not clean, and that really should be your first sign to see that there is real work happening, and, you know, that this demonstration plant project is moving forward. But to add more context to what that video was, is really you're looking at what we would call the pre-leach stage of our flow sheet, and really that's where we'll put in the cathode scrap materials that come from the battery production. So those are the off-spec materials that come from battery production. And really the first task in that stage is to separate the active materials, so like your lithium, nickel, manganese, and cobalt, from that aluminum electrode that it's coated onto. And then from that step, we go over to the next stages, which are the leaching. And there, you know, we'll be doing, you know, testing, and there we can report on like things like leach extraction efficiencies as we collect that data. So there we'll be looking at our proprietary process where we're extracting the lithium, nickel, manganese, and cobalt that was just separated from the aluminum electrode. And then once, you know, going further into these stages and then completing this whole loop of the demonstration plant is, once with that leach solution, we would remove any impurities that happen to be also leached into solution, and then from there move over into the precipitation of the nickel, manganese, and cobalt, and then furthest to that, the removal of and extraction of lithium. So these are all kind of milestones I think listeners can really, really think about as we move through, and, you know, there is always a learning aspect to these things, and then a demonstration plan scale. We want to make sure, you know, doing it at this scale is a learning curve, but it's also manageable versus going directly into commercial scale. So that's just kind of an update. We'll try and provide more of these more descriptive updates, videos, just really see in its raw form how this process works. So, I'll leave it out, demo fund updates, and I'm happy to hear anybody's feedback or, kind of what else you would like to see. Also keeping in mind, you know, we do have to keep other things, you know, proprietary and not share as freely, but we are as transparent as we can be.
Well, Sarko, the way I'd like to compare it is the Wright Brothers Flyer barely staggered into the air. Now we have F-22 stealth fighters. What you're looking at right now with your demonstration pilot plant is the Wright Flyer. Is, yes, we're making sure that it can get up in the sky, but you plan to build the F-22, right?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, right? These are the stages you have to go through. I mean, there's not, you know, like I said, again, polished floors, clean tanks. Like, this is work being done. This is, customizing pieces that we, you know, as we learn and find, okay, we're going to need to fit this in or makeshift something, right? So it's, but when it comes to that commercial design, all of that data and all of that learning really comes together, and just exactly like you said. I just want to finish off kind of and just talk about how busy our team has been throughout this summer. I know you kind of just hear from myself, Shaheem, Larry as speaking to the listeners. But you know, our advisory group, our directors, you know, everybody's really active in the company. And just also want to like mention with like Johan Rudet in Europe. He's on their advisory board. I'm sure many listeners are familiar with him as well. And he's really actively working and just continues to connect us to many opportunities. There's a lot going on, a lot of work happening in the background. I'm really excited. I'm really excited with everything. I think we're all looking forward to the long weekend here in Canada. So just to keep this podcast short, wish everybody a happy long weekend looking forward to more company updates.
Sarko, for people new to American Manganese, soon to be Recyclico, what does the company do? How can they get more information about it? And where are you traded?
Yeah, we're a critical metals company focused on the lithium ion battery recycling and upcycling. So we do extract up to 100% of the lithium, nickel, manganese, and cobalt in battery waste. You can find more information on our website, www.americanmanganeseinc.com or www.recyclico.com. We're traded on the TSXV under the symbol AMY. We're traded under the OTCQB under the symbol AMYZF and the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under 2AM. Feel free to give us a call at the office at 778-574-4444 or my email. It is a long email, but it is on the website, and you can find it there. So feel free to send me an email and ask any questions.
Sarko, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, Jim.
My guest has been Sarko Masalgia. He's the Chief Technical Officer for American Manganese, soon to be Recyclico. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on July 29th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.